There's a picture on it. It was taken just seconds before he was killed. And it's one of the most beautiful pictures I've got of him.
That was Diane Douglas, whose son Alan was killed in Iraq there. It's 25 minutes past seven. That's time for our thought for the day. Comes this morning from Alistair McIntosh, Quaker author and fellow of the Centre for Human Ecology. Good morning.
Good morning, Hayley. The wave of bombings that left dozens dead in Baghdad yesterday reminds us that 10 years on from the invasion of Iraq, life remains far from normal in that suffering country. Recently, I had cause to meet with Christian groups in Indonesia. There, the Bible translates God with the beautiful word Allah. But some of these Christians have every reason to fear the violent tensions that war has caused to ripple around the world. What gives me heart this week, however, is the news from Aberdeen. Would you believe it? The mosque beside St. John's Episcopal Church is too small. Some of the Muslim faithful were having to pray outside, but St. John's congregation said to their neighbours, come on in and make use of our church. And that's what's been happening. Alleluia. But there's history behind this worth the telling. In 1991, at the end of the First Gulf War, the leaders of the mainstream Scottish churches refused to ring their bells in jubilation. Instead, they called a national service of interfaith reconciliation at St. Giles Cathedral. Scottish Muslims would have liked to come, but the timing of the service was going to clash with their evening call to prayer. It was then that Dr. Bashir Mann of Glasgow Central Mosque remembered a curious fact from Islamic tradition. When a delegation of Christians visited Medina in the year 631, they were allowed to pray in the mosque by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The minister of St. Giles was so impressed that he proposed to return the gesture, and it made news around the world when Scotland's Muslims held their call to prayer beside the Christian altar. It was an amazing experience as the rest of us gathered for the service paid witness in prayerful silence. There you see the spirit that's come alive again today in Aberdeen. Let this speak louder to the world than all the brutal bombings. Allahu Akbar, God is great, and on earth, peace and goodwill to all.
Thank you very much indeed. Alistair McIntosh there with Thought for the Day, bringing the time to 27 and a half minutes past seven.
Jane Lewis is here with sport.
I am indeed. The Wales and Celtic midfielder Joe Ledley says Scotland will fear Gareth Bale.